Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Paramount Plus. Get in, loser! Mean Girls is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Join Katie Heron as she meets the plastics in Tina Fey's new twist on the modern classic. Get ready for more of the rumors, backstabbing, and jokes you loved from the original movie with some fetch surprises. Rated PG-13. Wear pink and head to ParamountPlus.com to try it free.
What's going on, everybody? Hope you are having a wonderful week so far. So this week on the podcast, good homie of mine called Matt Sasari. His music is amazing, like one of the best out there. I don't really need to give him an intro. He's the best. This is actually the first time I spoke to him in person or on the phone. We always just text and have been texting for years, just never spoke on the phone, which is strange. Great conversation. Without further ado, Matt Sasari. Matt Sasari, what is cooking? Bro.
Yeah,
how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm good, yeah. Man. I'm good. It's weird. You. We've never actually spoke on the phone, but we've been speaking for years.
Yeah, never.
It's wild.
Always texting.
I know, yeah. Right? Where are you at the moment?
Yeah, at home.
Where's home?
I'm moving some stuff, like I told you last time.
Where's home?
New bed, new stuff.
Where's home?
In Marseille.
Marseille.
France, very, yeah. Nice. And you? Where? Are you in London now?
I'm in the UK. I'm in Somerset, near Bristol.
Okay.
Yeah, how's the bed making?
Yeah, do you have your studio there?
Yeah. I have a studio here, and then I have a studio in the US as well for when I'm touring.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, man. Good, yeah. It's all good. How is the bed making?
The bed making. What do you mean?
From IKEA.
For what?
From IKEA.
IKEA. Hey, what's? Oh, finally, it's better than I found.
For anybody that doesn't understand what I'm talking about, Matt was sending me pictures of him in IKEA yesterday and was making a new bed, and we all know that DJs are not good at DIY. So,
yeah. I mean, I put 4 hours to build the bed. I don't know. I was like crazy.
That's crazy, yeah. Man. I didn't. I'm terrible at making anything from IKEA. I have these like compartments in my house, and yeah. I've lived in this place for like 10 years. And it took me till lockdown to actually fix them because I'd never made them properly.
Oh,
yeah, gosh. It's just terrible. It's not good.
If you do one wrong things, you're dead. You have to start again.
Literally, yeah. It's terrible. But how's life anyway? How's life treating you?
Yeah, it's good now. Yeah. Mm. Look like COVID is not here anymore. It's strange.
Back touring.
It's really true.
Yeah, how's the shows touring, been?
Oh, sorry?
How's the shows been?
Yeah, really good. Yeah. I have 8 shows this month. Nice. It's good for only in Europe, some country everywhere.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a bit strange now. Like you have people from UK, they play in UK. People from US, they play in US.
Mm.
And all those people play around. It's different like before.
It is very different, isn't it? Because like no one's allowed in certain countries, but everyone in the countries are allowed to be in their own countries and rave in their countries. Yeah. Super strange. Are you planning on going back to the States at all?
Sorry?
Are you going to America at all?
I would like to. I have a tour this month,
mm-hmm.
but we can't say it because I don't have the visa and the border are not open.
Mm.
It's forbidden for French.
Do they open in November for French?
I should be, yeah.
Yeah. Cause
should be in November.
I
hope so.
Yeah, they open it for English people in November.
I think so. How did you go to UK? Because you are from UK?
Yeah, because I'm from here. I could come back.
Okay.
But Americans can come to the UK anyway. They've been allowed to come to the UK since like June. Yeah, it's crazy. But no one's allowed to go to America unless you go via Mexico. It's weird.
We speak before.
Yeah.
Okay. We spoke about this, but it's too long. It's too long for,
Yeah, I feel
for 40 days to Mexico to get a visa, it's too hard. The problem is in USA. I had a problem last 5 years ago.
Yes,
I played there without visa.
Did you get caught?
I was in Guatemala and played to El Paso.
Yeah,
so I took the drive. Juarez to El Paso,
yeah.
My car.
Yeah.
And the cop told me, what are you doing here? I said, I'm a producer and I ping someone to to make music. Yeah, so come with us. And they asked me everything, what are you doing here? I said, no, I'm just here for producing. And at the end, after 5 hours with them, they saw I'm DJ. I said, why did you didn't tell me us? I said, because I can't play, so I didn't say the truth.
Yeah.
And finally, let me go in and say play and go back to France.
Oh, really?
Lucky.
You're lucky that they didn't ban you for a long time.
I just tell him, please, let me go in El Paso. I take my flight and I go back home.
Yeah.
You can see I won't play. But finally, I play.
Borders amaze me. It's like I don't understand. Well, I do understand why there's borders, but it's like just let us be free. As long as we're paying taxes in the countries, let us like what we.
Yeah, because I pay. So, yeah,
it's not crazy. It's not like you're a drug dealer. If you know what I mean, it's not like you're doing anything illegal. But you're like
they thought I was a drug dealer because they take my phone. And they told me, do you have a weapon or drugs? I said, no. And they saw some picture of me with weapon, but it was a fake weapon, you know, airsoft. They say, you're a killer. Yeah. You're a killer, you're a drug dealer. I said, no, it's just picture on my phone. They took my phone. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
So is it harder for you to get into America now? Do they make it harder? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because to get the visa, you have to do an interview in Paris, and the date is full.
Yeah,
yeah, completely full, and you are not sure to get the visa.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But yeah,
I have to do it. I was super lucky. I managed to get it done in Mexico, and it was literally like you had one interview where they take your photos and do your fingerprints. And then the next day, you go to the embassy, do the interview. And then they were like, yeah, your passport's going to be ready in 2 days. And I said to them, is there any chance you can do it in 1 day? Because I have to fly out. And they were like, okay, sure. I was like, Mexico's amazing.
It's good.
Yes.
Yeah, because you don't have the green card in US?
No.
That's why you need a visa.
I don't know if I'll get a green card because there isn't much benefit, really. About having a green card, and you're not even allowed to leave for longer than like 90 days or something like that. Whilst whilst you have a green card. So it's like, for me, it's like, for all of us, for traveling around, sometimes we're not actually in America for longer than 90 days. It makes sense just to have the visa that we have. It allows us to do everything else, apart from it screws us a little bit more on taxes, but hey ho, we can get them back.
Yeah, I see.
How's music been? You've been producing much?
Honestly, no, I don't. Since the COVID, I did nothing.
Really?
Yeah, like maybe 5 original tracks.
Yeah.
All the rest is remix. All the tracks I released, it's all tracks for 2 years ago. I don't have the same inspiration like before. You know, I need to tour to get inspiration.
Yeah, no, I
sometimes when I play, sometimes I see, well, which track, oh, the bass line is cool. So, you know, I get the inspiration because of my set, you know. And if I don't play, I can't handle it.
No, I feel you with that. I went through the stage of, like, during COVID, I wrote so much music. The first year, I just wrote a boat ton of music. And now, like, even from back touring again, I haven't written much music at all this year. I've written songs, but, like, barely. I go to my, like, so I save all my projects, like, month by month. And then in my Dropbox, I've got all my completed tracks month by month. And I'll go down each month and there might be like one record a month.
Same.
It's just it's weird.
I do the same, but with my project, I put it in a year, you know? And I checked my year for 2 years ago. It was like full of projects. Like this.
Yeah.
Nothing, yeah.
It's kind of sad because... It's like, I love writing music. I really love writing music. And I think for me is something that I'm like struggling with at the moment because I'm not writing music. And it's not that I don't want to write music. I don't know what to write.
Yeah. Same. Also,
And
I don't know.
It's not like, I don't know about for you, but it's not like writer's block. It's just like, I don't have that like thing, that like feeling to like, I want to write club music. I don't know, it's weird. What is it for you?
It's the same. It's difficult. I don't know what to produce.
Yeah,
we need banger. We need I don't know. I like to make banger, but it's too stressful when you produce because you need you know, you're not free to make the tracks.
Yeah,
you need to make something good for the club, good for the radio. It's really difficult now. So I don't know. I have to keep techno, tech out between. It's too hard at the moment. Yeah,
it's really interesting though because your sound is like it fits on both, right? It's, I don't know how you kind of got there, but I got introduced to your music maybe like three, four years ago from one of my like best mates.
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah. But no, I know you from long time ago, but it was more Claude Vostrock style, you know?
Dirty
Bird,
Yeah.
And then you go to more techno.
Then I go to the dark side.
Yeah.
But I was like, your sound's been very consistent for years. And I love it. It's amazing. And it works so well in the clubs. How long did it take you to get to that? Where you're like, I love what I do, I love my sound, and it kind of just works.
Maybe after, you know, my tracks but record, and I found a kick, and because of his kick, I'm like, yeah, I can do whatever I want. So because of this, but sometimes I change, I have 5 kick, and you know, sometimes I play this one.
Yeah.
But I have to change now, so... It's too easy.
What's the change? What are you planning to do?
Sorry, I have to find a new kick, a new bass, a new. I don't know. I have a technical production, and I have to change it a little bit because it's too. When you saw the track, the spectrum, it's always the same all the track. You know, I use the same. I don't know in English the schema. I don't know.
The what, sorry?
The schema. No, I don't know in English.
How are you? One second.
The arrangements. Arrangements.
Oh, arrangements. Yeah.
It's always the same, you know.
Yeah.
So I try to change a little bit.
It's really hard, that, isn't it? When you're like writing music to.
And but
when,
I saw your arrangement is the same.
Yeah, my arrangements.
Yeah.
Pretty much all my arrangements are the same, and I struggle with that because I think that you need some consistency in your productions to like have the Matt Cesari sound or the Will Clark sound. You and I think it takes time to get that.
Yeah.
And you have to keep going down those vibes. But I also think like that I listen to some producers that like Joy Orbison, someone like that. And I'm like, have you heard of Joy Orbison?
I think your accent
J-O-Y.
Joy
Orbison, Orbison.
Yeah.
So like his stuff is like all over the shop, and I wouldn't necessarily say that I know it's a Joy Orbison record when I hear it, but his productions are amazing. But I always struggle to like when we're writing just club music, I'm like, well, it needs certain elements, right? It has to have the intro, it has to have a breakdown, then it has to have an outro. And I'm like, you could go all weird with it, but then it just doesn't work.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
It's like so formulaic. But I hear what you're saying. I write quite a lot of intro records.
Yeah.
Which like have like 2 minute intros and then it kicks in.
Yeah. I love it. So I always do it.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it? But I think that's it's more so, I wouldn't release them. They would be more so just for my DJ sets.
Yeah. Like this, yeah. But my problem is when I produce, if you can hear the first minute, they never have the kick, you know. It's always off like a small introduction. But I have to stop it because it's not good for the DJ. You always have to put, yeah. So I have to put the kick in first.
I don't know.
I like to build like a small drop in the beginning.
Yeah, you do, don't you? Yeah.
Because it's my way to play with my track, you know?
Yeah, I always have two breakdowns in my records as well.
Yeah.
The first, like, after a minute, and then...
Yeah, boom.
Our productions are pretty similar, let's be honest. Yeah, our records are pretty similar, and it kind of works. We still haven't written a record together, but we should.
We have to. It's very similar. Yeah, my set is my tracks, mixing with your tracks, and some of Ron Costa tracks.
Yeah, Ron Costa's the one, man.
So he's good. And sometimes I was an artist, and, you know.
Yeah. Ron Costa does this, like, weird... I don't know how he does it. His music's so simple, but the grooves are just amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing, yeah.
I
love it.
And it amazes me that he's not, like, more successful. And I don't mean that in a... I'm not saying that he's not successful, but... It surprised me that he's like almost like a DJ's DJ or a producer's producer, where like not many of the general public know who he is, but his music is so good.
Ron Costa was 5 years ago. He was like the top career.
Yeah,
but I know him for before, and he stopped to release on big label. But 5 years ago, it was too important to release a big label.
Yeah.
You know? And he stopped and released only on his label, and he's falling down. But his production is the same. It's amazing.
Productions are amazing. Because Eats Everything did the edit, didn't he, with that Get Zuri with the Jack. And then he did the Tiga one, Let's Go Dancing.
Yeah, Tiga.
And that kind of like made him massive for a bit. Album. It's just such a shame because his music's so good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have you heard? Have you heard of A Vision stuff?
No.
Oh my god!
The new one.
Yeah, his new record called Contrast.
I didn't hear.
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I would check it.
Check it out. Yeah. It's coming out. It's out on Maceo's label because A Vision's got a album coming out, and it's so good.
Like
yeah
like we like
yeah, it's like I love what he does. It's kind of similar to what you guys do, you and Ron do. I'd say his is a little bit more like New York jacking. But there's something that he does is just like, you know, like records just give you like a vibe. And you're oh, I love it. I absolutely love it.
I love also Dente Pica.
Oh, man. I was literally just talking to Alex. He sent me some new music. Dude, those boys do something different. So Chris from Dense and Pika used to be go under a name of the artist as Glimpse.
Yeah, I know Glimpse.
Glimpse, man. That's
it's totally different.
But it's so good.
Yeah, like, amazing.
So good. Those boys do something.
I love it.
They hit differently, man.
But now it's more darker.
Yeah.
Than before.
Yeah.
Like a drum code. I
think they just kind of were like, let's change it up. I want to get them on the podcast, actually. I love those guys.
Yeah, I love Carolio too.
Yeah, he's great.
Carolio.
He's great.
It's a gangsta group.
Do you know Shelly Johansson?
She's a girl, though.
Shelly. She just sent me. She started her own record label called. Fuck, what's it called? I had her on the podcast. I can't remember, but she just sent me some records and holy shit! She's got a record called "Likes It Rough," and it's very. Imagine like old Dents and Pika.
Yeah,
like raw, but also a lot heavier, like 135 BPM.
Ah, okay, yeah.
It's like I can't. It's too hard. I'd have to slow it down for my sets. I'd have to take it to like 128. But it's. I think slowing it down would make it even groovier. I'm gonna have to try that out because her stuff's amazing as well.
Also, you play a 128 maximum.
Maximum's like 132. But that's that's only if I've like followed somebody that's playing hard. But what about you?
Maximum 130, the max. Yeah, but because someone is playing 130 before. So I have to follow and go back.
How did it start for you? I only know you through texting and like through your music. Like I've never spoke to you in person. Like how did like music start with you?
I was like a 13 years old. Mm-hmm. I was a little younger, you know, mm-hmm. a small guy.
Yeah.
And I love techno. I was like, I want to produce, but I didn't want to play. I was like more a producer than a DJ.
Okay.
So I need to make my own music and things. So I learned by myself.
Yeah.
And one day, like, I was maybe 18. I see, it's like VIX. I didn't know how to produce. And one day, I had the solution, you know. Mm. Oh, it's working like this, so okay. So then I had the new technical with the compressor because my mix is if you saw me to produce, you will say, oh, you're crazy. Mm. I don't make the mix down. All the channel in zero, you know.
Okay.
It's at zero. I start my track, it's already mastered.
Really?
Yeah. It's two, all the channel in zero.
Yeah.
The plugin is already on the master.
Yeah.
And all my tracks, I mix it with the compressor and I put down the output.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. It's different. I prefer like this and to touch the volume of the channel.
Mm.
So that's why I have a different sound, I think.
Yeah, that makes sense because your records slam. They're like proper slamming, but they're not like super loud. They're not too loud, but they just like hit a different. Yeah, that makes sense. I've never thought about that.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's different. But it's always heavy, you know, too strong.
Mm.
And when I do the mastering, and the track go a little bit more clear, but a little bit low, you know, in the volume.
Yeah, yeah.
So I prefer when it's heavy.
Totally, man. Do you when you write music? Do you like? do you produce loud, like listening to it loud, or
I can. I'm like maximum my phone, only headphone, no monitor.
Do you not use monitors?
Yeah.
No, what?
Only headphone. Yeah.
Dude, your ears must.
I show you my headphones. I use the Beats by Dre.
No way! Shut up.
for 10 years now. So
fuck. That's crazy. How old are you?
I'm 29.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Your ears must be fucked.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Oh man, why do you not use monitors? Is it just because you never
have? Because when I use monitor, it's for me, it sounds too easy. So, but one kick is, I don't know, always working. For me, it's like this. When I'm in the studio with the monitor, I can make a beat in 2 minutes, you know? It's all good. But when I hear in my headphone, I have to do all the mix. Yeah. So I prefer to do it directly in my headphone.
That's interesting. I know a lot of people that write on headphones, but I don't know many people that just do the whole track on headphones. I do like edits on headphones, like on planes and things like that, but I can't get into a vibe when I'm listening to it on headphones. See.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But in the beat, the Dre by Beats, it's really, really loud, a lot of bass.
Yeah.
And I'm used to the sound of the beat, so it's difficult to change. When I change, I have to go to my beat and change the sound.
It is tough, man.
I released one tracks. Check that. I don't know if it's in my label.
Yeah.
And this one, I did it on my laptop with another sound card. So the sound is different.
Yeah.
If you're using,
It's interesting where you get stuck. Like, I'm on the same monitors for 8 years now. I think.
Yeah, you can change.
I can't. I want to change in my studio in Detroit because the speakers are just too... My room's too big for the speakers. Yeah. So it's like you lose everything. So I want to get some different speakers, but I'm just too worried, too scared to change. Yeah.
Because you know the sound.
Yeah.
You can change. You will be different, actually. Yeah.
Do you use any hardware or anything?
Only simple. Mm. Only simple. One plugin is a Oxford limiter, just for the master. And all the rest is FX from Ableton, and no plugin, no hardware, no nothing.
Wow.
Only simple. Yeah.
I love that. So you don't need. Yeah. I think that's an amazing thing for producers nowadays.
You can hear it.
Yeah,
I don't use as a melodic or only groove and stab, you know, straight. Yeah.
Yeah. No. But I think that's amazing that you just use everything internally, because any producer, anyone can literally write amazing records.
Yeah.
Because
if I have too much things around me, I will be lost.
Yeah.
And finally. I will put 2 hours to make a cut. I don't need it. You have samples.
Yeah. I feel that. For me, like, hardware is... That's how I get my drums. My drum sound, yeah. So, like...
The kick?
No, not the kicks. Kicks, I use samples. Some of my... I literally use the same snare in pretty much every record. And then my hats are all made from either samples or these drum machines on here that anybody listening, you can't see, but if you go to YouTube, you'll be able to see some of the things.
Yeah.
And I like switch it up on what drum machines I use. But I do that mostly just because I get bored of just looking at a computer screen and I want to like touch some knobs.
Yeah, when you touch it.
Yeah.
And for your scent, what do you use?
For what, sorry?
Your scent.
So I use...
Your pad and...
For pads, I've made like... I bought like a bunch of serum presets.
Ah, yeah.
And then I then go in and change the presets a little bit. So for like... So you know you remixed My Church, which I actually play your remix more than I play the original. I love it. So that stab I made on what is it? Massive. It's like a Detroit chord that I made. But a lot of my bass lines I run through my Moog. And do that. Do you know Born Dirty? Do you know the artist Born Dirty?
Born Dirty?
Born Dirty.
Born Dirty?
Dirty. D-I-R-T-Y. Born Dirty. He's French as well. He's from Paris.
Born Dirty?
B-O-R-N. D-I-R-T-Y.
T-Y. No, no.
Okay. His name's Mika in real life. But he's from Paris. But he bought me this Minilog, which is like a polyphonic synth, which is beautiful for synths.
Yeah.
I do a few things on that. So yeah, it just depends, really. It just depends. I'm looking at some more hardware stuff at the moment. It's just annoying because when you're not in front of it, you don't have it. If that makes sense. If you're on the road, you're like, ugh. But I don't know. I do like having some hardware.
Sometimes you can see some videos of someone is playing with something. You say, hey, I have to buy it. Yeah. But when you have it, you can make
can't
the
same.
What?
There's this YouTube. You still there?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, we lost you.
Oh.
I can hear you, but I can't see you.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, you're back. Back.
Yeah.
There's this YouTube channel called Modular on the Rooftop.
Yeah.
And it's really cool, but it's these dudes that like have a small like modular racks and it's loads of different people that do it. But it's just like one channel and there's this one Modular on the Rooftop. I think it's Modular on the Rooftop 2. And it's just amazing. And it's like they have, I can't remember what they have. It's like very simple, like modular setup, but it just sounds so good. And I'm like, I wish I could do that. But then I know that if I bought that, what they have, I could never do it. Yeah.
Yeah. I already like it. Yeah.
Modular's crazy. You need to be a serious music geek. I think most people that I know have modular gear just don't make any music at all.
Yeah.
They just make glitches and blops and then never record it and never release a record because it just takes. It's just crazy.
Yeah. I know. I have some friend like this, big studio, crazy.
Yeah.
There is nothing. Yeah. They all make music for 1 minute and nothing. And they're like, well, can I play with you? Why you don't finish your track?
Man. Definitely. How have you found going back to shows after COVID? Do you find the parties are just as good, or do you find it different?
I was like, I didn't know what to play, you know? Because during the COVID, I did some private party. And I didn't play techno. I play like house, More commercial stuff, because all the guys was from not from techno, from commercial stuff, so more housey, defected, you know. So I was into this. I have to go back to more techno stuff. So I was like, oh, what I should play?
I can relate to that. I can relate to that, because for me, when beforehand, before COVID happened, I was playing like a open to close tour. So I was playing for like five to 7 hours every night. And I got to play everything, like all music, like all over the shop. Now, I feel like my sets are just always the same. And it's really weird to me, because usually, like every set for me is like, used to be always different.
Yeah, but...
And now I'm like, I'm just a bit bored of it. I need to change it up. And I think the thing is like, I want to know that every time I'm absolutely smashing it, so everyone's having the best time. But I think also we need to kind of push the boundaries a little bit and kind of be like, oh, actually, I don't need to play that one. Like, but then again, I'm pretty sure it'll be the same for you, because so many people know your records, but you kind of have to play them. You have to play all of the records. And
you have to play them.
I know you produce loads, and I most of your sets, your own music?
Yeah,
same. So it's like, when you're playing like 90% your own music, it's kind of hard to change it up, because you just have to keep writing loads more music. And we're not writing.
And you can hear when I play my tracks, I have to play loud tracks, because you can see the difference. My tracks are always a bit more, you know?
Yeah, they are.
So I have to, the kick is always, you know, it's too much sometimes. You know?
We love a big kick.
The problem is I almost play the same, because I'm really picky, you know, when I am beatport, and I don't want to put, I always want banger in my sets, you know?
Yeah.
So if I put one track, it's one track for, the track will stay like 1 month, 2 months, you know?
What I've been doing recently, well, I've always done it, but what I've been doing recently is going back to old records, and...
Same.
They're like
the record from 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Techno from 6 years ago.
Oh, it's so good. It's so much better. I found this Dave Seaman record. Dave Clark record. Dave Clark record. Man.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's
so good.
So it was the best for me when techno was a bit groovy, you know? It was the best.
Yeah, I'm not...
Even Abdambay are making groovy stuff.
Exactly. I'm not into this, like, progressive massive kick drum.
And trancy progress, I don't like it.
It's just like, there's no... For me, and no disrespect to anybody that's doing it, because I know it's huge and the kids love it, but for me, it's just like, there's no soul in it. And for me, techno music is all about soul.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's a new way.
We just sound
also
like
kids like this.
We just sound like old men, mate.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't want to go. When I saw the new mood, everyone making the same progressive, you know, breakdown with good.
Yeah.
I say no. I will never go there.
No.
I will keep my stuff, and if it works, it works. It doesn't work. I don't care.
Yeah, no, so, I agree, man. I think you have to keep groove.
I only did one with you, Mac, you know, more.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. This one is more techno from now.
From now.
But I used to make my own sound. I don't want to copy. I don't want to do one track from one label to be released. I don't want.
Who's your like favorite artist as of like techno kind of in electronic music? Like if you could be like, this person's the one for me, who would it be?
Like DJ or producer?
Any.
For me, the best DJ is the best. Yeah, it's Joseph Capriati. For me, he's going to, you can put a record, house record in the set, it's banger, you know?
Yeah.
You go to techno, to tech house, and always banger.
Yeah.
So that's the way I like. Even, you know, Marco Faraone?
Yeah.
Yeah, for me it's the same like Capriati. He's go to house to techno, and I'm the same. I like to go to house to techno, making bangers, and go back to house. And the club, it's crazy. I didn't expect that, you know.
It's important.
It's surprise. Yeah.
I think for me is like listening to a set that's just the same music for every record. The same. It's just boring, man.
So a lot of DJs making my warm up, and they think I play techno because I'm like techno DJ, but I'm not the same like everyone. You know, they play the same the beginning as the end, no closing track, nothing.
Yeah. It's boring, man. I think the good thing is that
because they are residents, so if you want to be famous, you need your own. I don't know. If you play like the top 10 beatport techno.
I agree, but I also think like it's important for us as artists to like be able to get booked on those lineups, but also sound different to everyone else because there's a lot of artists that all play the same music throughout the whole of their sets, and that's no disrespect. That's what they love, and I want them to be doing what they love. But I think I think it's really important to just have your own sound. And have your own identity because
you have to
and it, sometimes I feel like yourself, like myself, like we don't necessarily fit with everyone else because we're not doing what everyone else is doing. But I think in the grand scheme of things, although we don't necessarily like get booked on the lineups that you necessarily always want to, but
The problem is
when you do get booked on them, you stand out from everyone else because you're not playing what everyone else is playing.
It's crazy because of not identity, you can be everywhere. Like a bigger lineup in Amsterdam for Awakening. I don't think I will be there because my style is not Awakening, you know?
Yeah.
Or Time Warp or... I don't know, the big events, you know? They all have the same kind
stuff.
Of techno. No, it's not the same, but they're always different, but harder, you know?
Yeah. So techno. It's very hard. It's like industrial kick drums. Industrial rave stabs. Like.
There is a new way. It's crazy. All the kids like this. You know Possession in Paris? Possession in Paris.
No.
It's party with, I don't know the style. It's like, they say it's techno, but it's not techno. You need to hear it. It's a really fast techno, hard dance.
Yeah.
I don't know, cheesy vocal, but fast. And all the kids are like, ain't the best things. But do you know the guy from techno? No.
Yeah.
He said, do you know Green Velvet? No, I don't know, but the best is this. No. Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, Green Velvet.
But in France, it's like the new mood. Everyone wants to go there. It's full. Sold out. It's crazy.
It's amazing how fashion in music, because tech house is still like at the moment, like in America, tech house is like the king.
When
you've got like dubstep DJs playing tech house and you're like, oh, okay, now
it's
crazy, which... And tech house now isn't what tech house used to be back in the day. Like, tech house genre is so different. So different. And don't get me wrong, like, there's some great tech house records out there. But it's really interesting just how fashion in music is exactly the same as fashion on, like, clothes. Things just go in and out of fashion. And it's amazing how much we look back onto fashion. In music and clothes, like at the moment, everyone's walking around like they're in the 80s, if you know what I mean. Like everyone's like early 90s with like shell suits and everything like that. And now all the producers are like writing rave records, old Gabba rave records. It's very interesting.
Everyone's changing. Yeah.
What's the scene like in France at the moment?
No, it's the same. Yeah, like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone trying to copy everyone. Also, influencer, you know, influencer in France.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone want to be like them.
Yeah,
it's everyone is copy everyone. You know, all about fashion stuff. Even with the sound, people start out to play music. They play techno, but they don't know what they play.
Yeah.
Or tech house, or commercial tech house. Or now is a new minimal deep.
Yeah.
So you have the choice.
Yeah.
But I like it, but I can't be to the same style.
I just get bored.
Yeah.
For me,
I like the new tech house, the new minimal. You know the minimal house from Amsterdam.
No, I haven't heard that. Who's playing?
No, the minimal deep tech in Deepport.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's nice.
I say Amsterdam because all the Chris Tucci, Noah, they are from there. You know.
Mm. Yeah.
So there is a fashion.
Is Chris from Amsterdam?
I think so. Chris Tucci?
Yeah.
He always plays there, no?
I thought he was English, but I didn't.
I don't know. I don't know. But I think he plays a lot there.
Yeah. For me, I want to just write music that I absolutely love.
Yeah.
Like, I've got I don't have an album, but I have pretty much enough music for an album that.
Yeah, it's the same, but it will be a clubbing album.
Yeah, I think it's just about, being, not trying to copy and just being happy with what you do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what have you got show-wise coming up?
I have my Give It To Me tracks?
Yep.
Yeah, I released the tracks with only the female vocals from Nelly Furtado.
Mm-hmm.
And in October, we released a full vocal mix.
Sick.
With Timbaland and Justin Timberlake and Nelly. This one will be...
That'll be big, man. That'll be big. You have to send me... I haven't heard the full version.
The full... You didn't hear?
No, you haven't sent me it.
It's more... Yeah, it's commercial.
Yeah.
But I love it,
What label is it coming out on? CR2?
Theatre, yeah. But if you remove the vocal and you hear only the instrumental, it's techno. It's melodic, a bit techno deep. And it's crazy because the track is techno, the vocal is commercial. So if you mix both, you go to tech house. It's crazy. So I am in the middle of all the tech house DJ.
Yeah,
in Beatport, but. And all the commercial DJ play the tracks, like David Guetta, Tiesto, Diplo, Nervo. Everyone plays the tracks, but it's not tech house. It's my style. It's not techno. So it's between.
Yeah.
So I'm happy because everything is growing. You know, techno is going EDM.
It is, man. It's the kids. All the kids want it, and whether it's techno or not, they want to say that it's techno.
Yeah.
So it's just fashionable to be techno. I'm really interested to see what's going to be next after techno. Like, what?
I don't know.
What's the fashion
afraid.
Next?
I'm afraid.
Yeah, same. Gabba.
I hope it's not Gabba. Yeah.
Gabba. We're fucked if it is, mate.
No. We're Gabba so is armed.
So bad. So
and what about you? You will release what's the track you send me? Your next track?
My next EP. I've got an EP coming out on Patrick Toppin's label Trick at the end of this month.
Again?
Yeah.
Which one?
It's called Rock With Me. I'll send it to you. And then my next release on my label is the Searching record. Did I send you that? The more vocal?
With the vocal tracks?
Yeah,
nice track.
That's with
Sherman. More melodic vocal. Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm taking things now. A little I still have the hymn and things like that and Hallelujah,
where
it's just more heavy. I've got another record, I'll send it to you. I'll send you that. But I'm trying to just I've got a record coming out next year called New Generation. Which is, I'll send that to you as well, but it's more I'm just trying to make music that doesn't necessarily just work in clubs, it works outside of a club as well.
Okay, yeah,
that's people
the same.
Yeah, people can listen to just doing the dishes and cooking dinner.
I'm doing the same, but sometimes I race tracks. I did the track Honda, you know?
Yeah.
Honda.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a classic track, so it's working very well.
Yeah, man.
You don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. And that's the thing is, I think, I don't know about you, but for after COVID or during COVID, it was like a big kick in the teeth when we realized that people stopped listening to house music during COVID. It was like on streaming and things like that. So for me, it was like a big realization. It's like, right, I need to write music that fits outside of a club as well.
Yeah. I see. Yeah. But now it's important to be in a streaming position, you know.
Well, it's the only way we make money outside of doing shows. Right?
Sorry?
It's the only way we make any money outside of doing shows.
And the only way, yeah.
I think it's fucked because they pay shit.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's so shit. Like, it's embarrassing how bad they pay. But it's the game we have to play and we've got to do it. But I also think it's so different because I don't think if you're successful on Spotify, it means that you're successful as a DJ career because they're so far apart from each other. I don't think it means that you do well. If you're like stream loads on Spotify, I don't necessarily think that you're
it's not the same.
No, because you look at like Maceoplex or something like that, or even someone like even like proper underground that's getting booked every weekend. They have like
it's on stream,
2,000 monthly listeners and then still playing. It doesn't make sense. I guess the goal is to do both, to have a lot of streams and a lot of time.
So now I'm more into radio edits, you know.
Say that again.
Sorry?
What did you say?
Radio edits.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, before I was like, take this one, you know. Mm. But it was a short version, not the radio edit. You know?
Yeah.
So now I am more into radio edit to make something good to listen, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing is people forget that if radio, like for streaming, like it's shorter, like you get more people listen to it over and over again, rather than if you put a record that's 6 minutes on there, it takes them 6 minutes to listen to it. And then if they want to listen to it again, it's another 6 minutes. Where if it's 3 minutes long, like they can listen to it four times to the times that they listen to 1 6-minute record. So it's you just got to play the game, man.
But sometimes it's too short, only 3 minutes, you know?
Same, man, same.
I'm like, oh, I have... So sometimes I put the extended, you know, to get more.
Yeah, I think it's tough when you're writing an actual... Like, for me, my last single, Sometimes I Got Let It Go, like, that was made to be a long record.
Yeah, sorry, I have...
Oh.
It's good?
Yeah, we're good, man. That was made to be a long record, but then I put the short version out on Spotify and I wish I just put the long version out because it was just the long version is much nicer.
The same.
Yeah.
And do you release the track, I don't remember, the edit you did the one you sent me last time. I play every time.
Which one was that?
Sandy Rivera? No.
The Depeche Mode?
No, not this one.
Sandy Rivera one. Yeah. The edit. The intro edit.
Really?
No, it's never coming out.
No, never?
No.
You didn't get the rights?
I didn't try to. It's the defect.
Yeah, have to.
It's a defected record.
Ah, but you have problems.
And defected don't like me.
I know.
So, yeah.
It's a defective record.
It's not going to ever come out. But I like it because people always ask for it and never going to come out. I think it's important to have records like that. Like, makes it, like you're the only person that has it. No one else has it apart from me.
Sorry?
No one else has that record apart from you and me. I've not.
Amazing.
Yeah, so no one else plays it or anything. So I think it's important. I think it's important to do that.
Yeah. Great and brilliant.
Yeah, man. What have you got tour-wise? Have you got much coming up? Shows?
Tour?
Yeah.
Yeah, Saturday I'm going to Poland tomorrow. Yeah.
Nice.
And then I have a 7 gig, four in Hungary, one in Belgium, one in Amsterdam. And that's it, yeah.
Who's your agent? Who's your agent in Europe?
My agent?
Yeah.
It's Stefan Macias. I don't know if you're...
What agency is that?
It's Contact Agency. It's my best friend.
Mm.
And 5 years ago, I told him to work for me, like manager.
Mm-hmm.
And then and my agent. And then I told him to create his own agency. Mm. So like that, we can be together. No one, only manager and agent, one people, you know?
Yeah. That's amazing.
So yeah, there is no own agency, and it's not a big one, but it's enough.
Dude, you're touring all the time. You're always touring, which is amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. It's nice to see, man. It's really nice to see.
Yeah. You too. In the USA, it's crazy.
In the USA, it's good, but everywhere else is pretty slow. At this moment.
Because I think when you're in USA, you are like in a bubble. I don't know. Yeah, you got locked in.
Yeah, I agree.
And when you're in Europe, it's more easier.
Yeah, I think the USA looks at Europe so much more to book, whereas Europe doesn't look at what the USA is doing. Which is weird because house music and techno came from the USA, but obviously that we don't influence it. America doesn't influence it anymore at all, which is a shame. But I think it will change eventually.
But the USA is really, really big. You can play everywhere.
Yeah, it's massive.
Yeah, it's massive. It's crazy. If you have a good contact, you can stay there.
it's the same size of the whole of Europe.
Yeah, so you can stay in US.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong, I'd love to be playing in Europe. That's my goal, is to be playing more in Europe.
Yeah, next time I want to do a big tour, you know, in USA, like 2 months.
Let me know, we can do it together.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Let's do it.
Next time, if November is open, I think December. I have a gig in Halcyon, San Francisco.
Yeah. I love Halcyon.
It's big. Crazy.
That's so cool, man.
I think Denver, New York. I don't know. I don't remember. Yeah.
Vinyl.
4 or 5 gig. Yeah.
Sick, man.
Yeah.
Let me know dates, because I leave America in December. If I'm out there, I'll come and see you.
Sure. But my manager is in contact with your manager.
Yeah, man. Let's plan something. Dude, we've just done nearly an hour. Let's wrap this motherfucker up. Thank you so much for coming on. How can people follow you and all of that?
Sorry?
How can people follow you on Instagram and all of that?
Yeah. Oh?
Yeah. What's your handles?
Matasari on Instagram. Same in Facebook, YouTube, everywhere.
Easy.
But I need an Instagram.
Dude, thank you so much for coming on. Have a great one. And
thanks to you for inviting me.
Anytime.
It was a pleasure.
Anytime. Big love. Keep safe.
Up to share the deck.
Yes.
Soon. Yeah.
See you soon, man. Bye.
Ciao.
And that is a wrap. I hope you enjoyed it. Please share it. Don't forget to subscribe. Keep safe. Have a great week. See you next time.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.